Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping into something pretty intense. It's a specific tabletop session.
Yeah, we're looking at Not Curse of Strahd Episode 6 from GM Wintermute on YouTube. You shared this one with us, and it's quite a ride.
It really is. So our plan today is basically to unpack what happened in this episode, the big moments, the twists, how the players handled things.
Think of it like getting the highlights, the real juice of the session, without having to track initiative yourself.
Exactly. So the setting, for anyone unfamiliar, is Barovia, classic dark fantasy, very gothic. Our adventurers, they've just seen the Burgomaster die.
Right. And they've agreed to get his adopted daughter, Irina, to Valaki, which is supposed to be safer.
Supposed to be. But first, Irina insists, absolutely insists, they have to bury her father.
And this is where episode 6 really kicks off. What seems like a simple, solemn task. Well, it doesn't stay simple for long.
No kidding. Okay, so they start the funeral procession carrying the coffin through the town.
And right away, we get this little character moment. Grandma, one of the player characters, she annoys a shopkeeper.
Apparently, and this is backstory from before this episode, Grandma used some kind of greed spell. Traded a worthless gem for cold weather gear. It's just a little thing, but it like immediately tells you about the characters and the history they've already built up.
Totally. It makes the world feel lived in, you know? Consequences carry over.
So they get the coffin to the church, and the description is great. It's a gray, sagging edifice, signs of weathered assaults of evil.
Yeah, claw marks on the doors, scorch marks from fire. It just screams, bad things happen here. Sets the mood perfectly for this episode, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, this isn't going to be your average peaceful funeral service. Big foreshadowing.
So Irina, she's obviously upset, starts knocking frantically, calling for the priest, Father Donovich. No answer.
Silence. And then they hear a scream from inside, faint, but definitely there.
Creepy. The tension just ratchets up immediately. What do you do then, Rev? Well, what they do is kick the door in. Turns out it wasn't even locked.
And inside, it's a mess, pews overturned, dust everywhere, but tons of candles lit. It's weird.
And Father Donovich is just there, kneeling, praying, like completely oblivious to the scream they just heard.
Or pretending to be oblivious. That's the immediate feeling, isn't it? Something's very wrong here.
Yeah, classic horror trope. The person acting normal amidst chaos makes your skin crawl.
And then they figure out where the scream came from. It's chilling.
There's this soft voice from under the floorboards. It's reciting a prayer.
But then it gets cut off by this horrible, like inhuman scream from the same spot.
And then the voice just cries out, Father, help me, I'm hungry.
Ooh, that's wow. Prayer and then that's deeply
All
unsettling.
right, it hits that tragic horror note perfectly.
So one of the players has this ability, Eyes of the Grave, lets them sense undead, detect evil.
They use it, and yep, there's definitely something evil down there, but they can't pinpoint it. It's got total cover under the floor.
So mystery still isn't solved. Adds to the suspense. Even magic has limits sometimes.
Right, the GM's using the environment well there. Keep them guessing.
So Irina goes up to the priest, tells him her father's dead, they need to bury him.
And the priest is just evasive, tries to wave away the screams, says it's nothing.
Well, simultaneously, this whisper comes up from the floorboards. I can smell your blood.
Okay, yeah, that's terrifying. The priest is clearly lying, and there's an immediate threat right there.
So they push him. They have to know what's going on. And he finally cracks.
And it's a tragic story. A year ago, his son, who was only 20, joined this revolt against Strahd. Some wizard lured them into it.
The wizard got killed, predictably. And the son, he came back, but not okay.
Not okay at all. He came back as a vampire spawn, a lesser vampire, but still, driven by hunger.
And the father, Donovich, he trapped him down there in the undercroft beneath the church for a whole year.
Just praying for a way to save him without, well, destroying him, keeping this terrible secret.
Admits the son is voraciously hungry, has only been eating rats, maybe other small animals. It's just grim.
Super grim. And it puts the players in a really tough spot, doesn't it? What do you even do with that information?
Well, they react differently. Some are horrified, obviously. One's like, maybe we should just offer him some blood.
Practical, maybe. While another player suggests, the more permanent solution, put him out of his misery.
Yeah, kill him. Shows the different alignments and approaches in the party, I guess.
But they land on a sort of immediate temporary fix, get some blood in a cup, try to calm the situation down for now.
Right, a very let's deal with this immediate crisis approach.
So amidst all this horror unfolding inside the church, they actually go outside and bury the burgomaster in the cemetery.
Which is kind of surreal, but while they're doing that, Father Donovich drops some major backstory about Irina.
Oh yeah, this is important.
Okay.
So she was found near Ravenloft Castle, just a girl, no memory of who she was.
The burgomaster adopted her, and Donovich confirms Strahd, the big bad vampire lord, is obsessed with her, calls him the evil master of this land.
Basically their feudal lord, yeah.
Yeah.
And he repeats that whole ominous no one leaves Barovia thing, really highlights how trapped Irina is.
Definitely raises the stakes for her protection. She's not just some villager. She's like central to Strahd's plans somehow.
So burial done. Maybe things calm down. Nope. Back in the church.
They hear it. The sound of wood splintering, a floorboard ripping up from a nearby room.
Oh.
And out comes the son, the vampire spawn, full on bloodlust in his eyes. And he just says, gonna drink your blood.
Right. Straight into combat then.
Immediately. Roll initiative. The spawn attacks. Players react fast. One gets off protection from good and evil.
Which helps against undead, right?
Yeah. Someone tries to turn undead, but it doesn't work on this guy. Maybe too strong, or maybe Strahd's influence protects him.
Could be. What else?
Sacred Flame gets cast. That's a cleric damage spell. And then someone uses Big B's hand, basically a giant magic hand, to grapple him.
Okay, so they managed to restrain him.
Yeah, for the moment.
Yeah.
But Father Donovich is freaking out, pleading with them not to kill his son.
Adds that emotional complication right back into the fight.
And someone remembers the earlier idea. Get a goblet. Priest, give us some of your blood.
Seriously. Mm-hmm. They actually do it.
Yep. They get the blood, and while the spawn is grappled or maybe knocked unconscious briefly, they feed him some of his father's blood.
Wow. That's a desperate move. Mm-hmm. But maybe it calms him down. Temporarily.
Seems like it. At least enough for them to secure him somehow and finally get on the road to Valaki.
Finally. But you just know that danger isn't over. This is Barovia.
Oh, absolutely not. Darkness is falling. They cross this bridge with creepy gargoyles on it, and they start hearing these weird wolf howls.
Like they're being tracked?
Exactly. The GM's layering on that atmosphere again. Is it just wolves? Is it Strahd watching them?
You never know. Which makes it scarier.
And then bam, huge roar. This massive, like, monstrous werewolf creature leaps out. It's got sword arms.
Sword arms. Okay, that's terrifying.
Yeah, and it attacks. And then more wolves join in. So much for a quiet trip.
So another huge combat encounter. This episode is just relentless.
Totally relentless. It's chaotic. This big Varga monster plus regular werewolves. Players are throwing everything they have at them.
Like what?
What?
What spells are flying?
Let's see. Storm Sphere for area damage. Spirit Guardians, that's a classic cleric spell, creates this damaging aura. Spiritual Weapon.
Another cleric staple, like a floating magic weapon.
Right. Someone casts Blur to make themselves harder to hit. Someone else casts Haste for extra speed and actions.
So big buffs and damage spells, mm-hmm. trying to control the chaos.
Yeah, but the combat tracker shows even more enemies are coming. They are seriously outnumbered and outmatched here.
Sounds like a really tough fight. Were they taking hits?
Oh, yeah. Players getting hit, getting grappled by the werewolves, people having to fall back. Someone cast as Guardian of Faith, summoning like a spectral warrior.
Okay, trying to even the odds a bit.
And one player actually knows some lore about these specific werewolves. They're not just random monsters.
Ugh, what's the deal?
Apparently, they're individuals who pledged themselves to some dark god through a blood offering. Often deranged people, even before they became werewolves.
Adds a grim layer to it. These aren't just beasts. They were people who chose this path.
Exactly. Anyway, the fight is brutal. Lots of rounds, missed attacks, players taking heavy damage. It feels like they might not pull through.
High stakes. You can feel the desperation.
But they manage to focus fire, coordinate their attacks. They finally bring down the big Varga with the sword arms.
That must have been a relief.
Huge relief. And they take out some of the other werewolves, too. It's a long, drawn-out, bloody battle.
Emphasizes how dangerous this world really is.
For sure. Eventually, the few remaining werewolves just cut their losses and flee into the woods.
Wow. So the players survive. Battered, probably low on spells and health. But alive.
Exactly. They heal up as best they can. And they get a ton of experience points for that fight, as they should.
Definitely earned it. And the DM confirms, yeah, we're sticking with Curse of Strahd, but maybe a couple of side quests next.
So, yeah. What an episode. Episode 6 was just nonstop.
Absolutely. It went from this like solemn burial duty
Yeah.
straight into discovering a horrifying secret in the church basement.
To a desperate vampire fight and then a full-blown werewolf ambush on the road. It really shows how unpredictable TTRPGs can be.
And how players have to think on their feet constantly, adapt or, well, die, basically.
Right. And they made choices that have consequences. That vampire spawn is still locked in the basement, right? That's a thread left dangling.
A big one. What happens to Father Donovich now? What happens to his son? Will Irina actually make it to Valaki? So many questions left.
And Strahd's clearly watching. What's his next move?
It really drives home that this isn't just about rolling dice. It's collaborative storytelling, creating these intense dramatic moments.
Totally. The characters, the choices, the sheer terror sometimes, it's what makes it memorable, like this entire episode.
So thinking back on it all, what really stood out to you? Anything you're particularly curious about now? Maybe the Barovia lore or how some of those spells worked in detail.
Good question. Maybe we could explore some of that Barovian lore. The nature of Strahd's curse, perhaps. There's so much there. But yeah, let us know what you think too.
Definitely. Thanks for bringing this session to our attention. It was quite the deep dive into darkness.